the widely popular Grand Theft Audio, Auto, rather, sorry, video games series lets players get away with a wide range of virtual crimes. We've spoken about it before. These, and the crimes include looting and murder. And the graphic content has been the subject of much debate for the past few years. But that's not enough mayhem for some players who are rewriting its code to add another crime, and that is the crime of rape. And in a disturbing new trend, Grand Theft Auto 5 gamers are virtually raping the avatars controlled by other people playing online. And then they post videos of their exploits on YouTube. So it's pretty sickening, depraved, and I would imagine terrifying for players who just want to enjoy the game. And Kim Correa is a video game writer from Seattle who fell victim to one such virtual sexual assault during a video game. She joins us on the line this morning. Good morning to you, Kim.
Hi, Ryan.
You were playing the game not too long ago. When what happened?
I was playing not too long ago when I had other players in the game. It's a multiplayer game. When I had two other players hold up my character, tell me to take off my character's clothes, and then threatened to rape my character.
Mm-hmm. So
and then I'm sorry.
The machine allows you to play it in such a way that your character virtually can be sexually assaulted like this by what, two fellas if you were playing in there with their machine somewhere else and doing it virtually and you're sitting there powerless, or what do you do? I mean, we are talking about a computer game, and yet there's something kind of obscene about
it. Right, I'm sitting at my house playing this computer game. The game's called DayZ. It's not Grand Theft Auto. But in DayZ, you can control your character in various amounts of ways. Like you can't make other players take off their clothes, but you can remove your clothes. And so they had guns, and I did not have a gun. And they told me to. They held me up and they told me to remove my clothes, so I did. And then, they started saying obscene things, so I tried to run away. And then they killed me in the game and started making sexual noises, moaning and groaning, things like that.
And are these guys you're hearing these guys in your headset, even though they could be in far-flung country around the world?
Right. I have no idea where they were, but DayZ allows for in-game chat, so you can hear any other player as long as you're in proximity to them.
So it's just that the expression "it's just a game" doesn't feel right here because of what happened, and the fact that it's viable, that you can do this within the game, quote unquote, makes you wonder. How did it come to this, and how did you feel as this was happening, as you're watching your screen?
Well, I had known that it could happen because that's the nature of video games. Like you were saying, it's something you've talked about before, and it's something that happens. The problem with the reason it struck me so much with this game is that it's extremely realistic, and that the character models. They just look realistic, and so I think that's why it felt more personal and more threatening than it's ever really felt before. Because I've played games where I've heard that before, where don't do that, or I'm going to rape you. But it's always been with cartoony sort of characters.
Yeah.
With this game, the characters are so realistic. And with the added voice chat, it made it seem far more threatening.
So were you able to talk to the other guys, the other players, and say something to them?
I was able to talk to the other players, and I just started saying things like, "Don't do this. That's this is messed up. It's gross. Why are you doing this?" And they didn't. Really stop.
Yeah.
It didn't stop after I said that.
So it's all quite disturbing, I would have thought. I mean, I wouldn't like to you know, my kids playing a game like that. Do you continue to play, or do you report these guys? Do you is it a misogynist haven? You know, what is this? I just don't quite understand any of it.
DayZ is a little bit different than other games, where you don't see the other character names while you're in the game, and there's no built-in report function. Whereas I believe in like Grand Theft Auto, you can report. I'm not 100% sure, but in DayZ you can. And I still play the game. I mean, I think at the time that happened, I had been playing for about 150 hours, and now I have almost 500.
So you went back to play the game after the rape?
Yes. Well, I go back and I still play it.
I just hate this. I just hate the idea that you can have a game. Even the word game and rape for me is just not on. And I'm surprised that you would go back to a game as a woman and play it after being virtually raped. I'm surprised that you as a smart woman would actually play a game again after that. Do you know what I mean? I know it sounds very judgmental, but I kind of am judging a little bit in the sense that I think it's crazy that you would, as a woman, encourage such things to happen.
Well, I mean, obviously, it's not something that I encourage. I don't go into the game wanting that to happen. Mm. I don't play games wanting that to happen. This is a really extreme example, but you still fly airplanes even though they could crash. You still get in your car knowing you could get into an accident. It's sick that it does happen, and it happens a lot, but I don't stop playing because I had a bad experience.
Yeah. I don't buy your analogies for a minute, but I do say that when you talk about this is a game played by young men, let's say, around the world, and they, in their cartoony way, decide that it's a good idea to rape you, Kim, virtually online. You know, one would worry where virtual reality and real reality starts to meet and blur, and what sort of thing is in their head that they think, even in a virtual sense, that this is okay / fun / a game.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea what goes on from their heads, but that's kind of why I wrote the article, because we live in a world where virtual lines and reality are blurring more and more every day. So it's just, I think, like I said, I don't know what that means, that this happened to me in a virtual world and where I had, you know, they had no repercussions, and it bothered me in a way that I don't think it would bother me if I had actually been raped in a physical sense or in the physical way.
Yeah, no, that's just completely bonkers, because obviously if they're totally different things. But the difficulty is that this is a game. I would worry about 14-year-olds playing this game and suddenly thinking, hey, let's rape this woman virtually, and just what does it do to the mind just to have it in there? I mean, that concerns me. But obviously it's not as big a concern for everyone. Let's be honest about it. So, Kim, thank you for your time this morning. We'll leave it there, and we appreciate you taking our call.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye. That's Kim Correa there, and she was talking to us. She's a video game writer from Seattle. I'm a little perplexed by that now, to be honest with you. Go. It's just coming up to 11:15 on a Monday morning. On the computer game. I'm not understanding this, says Tech. Can she just not log out of the game if she feels it's threatening and not go back to it? Yeah, well, she's well within her rights to play as many games as she wants for as long as she wants. But I felt it was a bit odd that you would go back and encourage such things. To be very honest, comparing this to real rape is ludicrous as a tech. She can turn it off. She can quit the hobby. It's a game that you can choose to stop at any time, unlike real life. And yes, there is a reporting function where you can highlight these players, even though she's been complaining about it. She goes back to playing. It's madness. A question from Colm in Enniscorthy. He says, how did the game get past the regulator? It's appalling. What kind of game needs a character to remove their clothes as a text? Can this game not be paused or stopped at a point of, say, discomfort? And start game with different players, says Veronica. And another says, I'm not condoning the behaviour at all. It's shocking, but don't play it if you're uncomfortable. Turn it off. Some people confuse gaming with reality. They live their lives through online gaming. They have the control to turn it off. You see, that's what worries me. If some people confuse gaming with reality, and now suddenly there's a rape factor thrown into their game, and the confusion becomes the issue. That's what I'm worried about. And the thing you need to remember, says a text, is that GTA 5 is an 18 plus, over 18s game. I see Grand Theft Auto 5. I see parents walk into a local game store and allow their kids to buy that game. Would a parent walk into a DVD store and allow them to rent porn? Would they allow them to smoke or drink or do anything reserved for adults? Of course not. But they think it's fine to allow them to play games with a clearly adult theme. Another says, I'm seething listening to that girl. What's wrong with her? Why would she continue with this? I was raped as a child, and that this is even allowed to go on is shocking. Has she nothing better to do at the time? And why would she go back to play a game like this? I think she just sees it very much as a game. And you can, unlike real life, and which can be not always... she sees it as a game, and if she wants to play it forever and ever, she can. Enormous response to the Kim, who was on to us about the games and the virtual rape. Let's take a couple of them in here that says things like, did I hear you correctly? I missed the start of your interview with the woman who was raped in an online game. Why in God's earth would any game writer develop a game where it's considered fun to rape someone? How did this game get passed? Dave said, another one, sorry. To be fair, when that woman was asked to take her clothes off in the game, and she did, she was already leaving herself open for oral abuse from other gamers, never mind, say, the virtual abuse that followed. As you said, it's a very close step to making actual rape okay, and those guys said, wrong. Will you come in, Kate? Kate's outside, because she's been seeing the text coming in, because it's a bit of a Pandora's box in that sense. So what are they saying this morning, Kate?
Well, basically, I was really surprised because a lot of the texts are saying, stupid woman, idiot woman, why doesn't she turn the computer off? And I thought... when I heard her that, you know, she wants to play her game. Mm-hmm. Why should she turn the computer off?
Yeah.
I saw a documentary, it was maybe a month ago, from Kirsty Wark, where she was talking about misogyny online. Mm-hmm. And she was saying that there are these girls who are gamers and they go online. And once the other gamers find out that they're a woman, they're like, are you a girl? Am I playing with a girl? What are you doing here? And they turn against them. Play with them.
It's,
you know,
a weirdly misogynistic brotherhood.
There's an online like movement to get girls off gaming.
Are they actively getting girls off gaming or trying
to? They're trying to intimidate them out of it. So I'm just surprised that the reaction today has been to, you know, yeah, get her to turn off the computer, not get these guys to turn off their computers. And
People are saying, I think as well, that these guys shouldn't be... they shouldn't be doing this. They should be reported. My thing is, talk about back to basic. How is this game around? How is it? Is a game that allows someone to rape somebody else? Even the word "game" and "rape," I'm really uncomfortable using them in the same sentence.
Yeah.
I mean, it's. How did this? How is this happening?
Well, that's what I thought the reaction would be. Okay. Why is this the game? Why is this happening to the game? But the reaction has been, why is she playing the game? Why is this woman?
Why is she going back to the game? Let them off and do their thing.
Yeah.
She shouldn't be there in the first place.
Turn off her computer. Why is she there? You know.
Yeah, because it was pretty shocking though as well that she did go back to it though. Would you not have thought that she was virtually raped and then said that was horrible and then went back the next day and started another game?
I understand why she would be determined to go back to it though.
Yeah, I didn't think she had a huge issue with the whole thing. As a virtual thing, I think she was saying it's very different. But my worry is that she's probably in her 20s or something like that, whereas a lot of the guys playing these games are 13, 14, 15.
But if you had a daughter who was really into gaming and this happened to her, of course you'd be frightened for her. But would you not feel that this shouldn't have happened to her rather than that she shouldn't want to play games?
Oh, yeah. No, it's a very good point. And I would think that. And I would like to find the guys who thought it was a good idea to put this into a game in the first place.
Yeah.
That's really where I want to go.
Yeah. The idiot guys.
The idiot guys. I tend to agree with you. But it's a very good point. Okay, thank you for that. Text says, I think it should be clarified that these games are modded. Is it... modified, sorry, it came in as modded. Modified, it's an abbreviation of modified, is it? Why didn't he just say modified? By those hackers who changed the code so that they can do these actions. Oh, right, okay. Grand Theft Auto was updated last week to remove these hacks to code. So it's the real gamer heads who want to transform the game into something a little, well, significantly more violent and unpleasant. The game developer didn't write this into the game. It was modified by gamers after release for the online version. Nothing to do with the GTA, Grand Theft Auto developers or censors. So really, these guys have found a loophole and they're getting in there. So
yeah, they've kind of hacked it, basically.
Precisely. So so when I'm saying, how did it get through, or somebody else says, how did it get through the censors? The answer is there. It didn't. Okay. It did legitimately. These guys added their bit.
But is there a way for the game makers to police it better then?
Well, that seems to be suggested by the text saying that they have modified it again, the game company, to try and subvert the hacking. So they're trying to outdo each other.
Okay.
To avoid hacking and detection and so on.
Yeah.
And on it goes.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much indeed for that contribution, because you've been reading the text, so that's great. Ryan, I'm disgusted that the general consensus is the girl should stop playing the game, and you've actually said she is encouraging it. WTF. No mention as to what kind of men, sorry, Kate, you're still here, are playing this. And that's back to your point, being somebody's agreeing
with you. Yay, one text agrees with me.
Yeah, I know, it's weird, isn't it? I'm sure there'll be more. 51552. All right, keep those coming, and we will give you more reaction to that in due course.